You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Kat Arney. Still to come, our gene of the month has got itself in a twist. But first, it's time to return to our theme of synthetic biology. Stephen Chambers is CEO of Synby City, a national centre set up to turn bright ideas in synthetic biology into real-life commercial applications by partnering researchers with companies. I started by asking him what kind of organisations he works with.
It's the complete range of companies that we talk to. It's everything from multinational companies right the way down to startups and a lot of researchers in the lab that are thinking about commercializing. So they haven't even set up a company. They're just thinking about setting up a company.
In many areas of biology, perhaps the most obvious way of commercializing something might be to develop a drug, say for a disease or cancer or something like that. In terms of synthetic biology, what are the kind of applications that people are starting to look at? Where are these engineered organisms potentially being used?
The obvious ones are always like the biomedical area, and they are there. But the exciting thing about synthetic biology is it's much broader than that. That's the exciting thing about synthetic biology. So it's not just the biomedical technologies. It's also agri-tech, it's chemical industry, it's remediation, it's manufacturing, it's every kind of production you can think of. So it's much, much broader than just, the space that biotech would inhabit in the past.
And has it been a challenge trying to get the scientists working in this field to go, oh, actually, I have potential commercial applications for my research? Sometimes scientists do think, oh, no, this is research, this isn't industry.
Yes, it is a challenge to, but that's one of the roles that we have here, to educate the scientists, to give them, you know, confidence that they can start up their own business and that it is possible. And we have a large number of mentors to help them through that process. We have educational programs, we have funding programs as well. So it's all geared to enabling those researchers with the confidence to step outside the lab and commercialize their ideas.
What sort of different areas of commercialization are there for synthetic biology technologies?
The way I think about it and the way that people typically break it down is that there's two areas. They call it enabling and enabled. So the enabling is a large number of tools and reagents, things that, it's almost like foundational technology behind synthetic biology.
The kind of the Lego bricks that people can take and build.
Exactly, almost the picks and shovels. So there's that element to it. And that's what we call enabling. And then there's the enabled, and that's the end product. So that's the interesting thing. That's the, that's the fine chemical that's being made. That's the drug that's being made. That's the, I have a large number of companies that come through me, and it's amazing the types of different things that they're making. Everything from kind of super cosmetics right the way through to medical devices, apps. So it's really, really broad. It's very hard to define. But that's, that's one of the challenges, but also what makes it so exciting.
What sort of products and processes are people starting to use this technology in?
Well, just, I just talk about my own ecosystem, that the companies that I'm interacting with. I have companies that are making hard-to-make chemicals. I think you'd probably describe them as that. They're making new drugs. I've got one company that is launching a product in a couple of months, which is a cosmetic. And then I have another company that is launching some reagents and tools in synthetic biology. So again, it's very broad and a lot of different applications.
Do you think that there's kind of a killer app? There's something out there that synthetic biology can solve for us that nothing else has been able to solve yet?
We're always, obviously, as a technology, we're always looking for that killer app that's going to get the public's attention. But I don't think I've seen one yet. There's some very exciting tools out there, but I don't think we've seen the killer app yet.
How do you see this technology expanding, changing, developing over, say, the next 5 to 10 years? Where would you hope that we would end up?
I think one of the big pushes for synthetic biology is going to be around sustainability, where synthetic biology has its roots in. And it is, synthetic biology is a very interesting phenomenon. Like it's very much kind of grassroots based. It's not a top-down thing. There's this large community of very enthusiastic participants in synthetic biology, and they are pushing it. And they have a very utopian idea about synthetic biology, and they're really pushing the green side of things. And I think where we're going to see a lot of movement in synthetic biology that's going to be attractive to the public is around the bioremediation, around environmental kind of concerns.
Can synthetic biology save the world?
Definitely.
Stephen Chambers from Sinby City.